Bienvenidos and welcome to Surviving Spanish with Karen, a short podcast with targeted lessons to complement your Spanish learning. This week, we're going to learn how to express dates in Spanish by learning the months of the year and the numbers from 0 to 31. I'm going to be talking about pronunciation and how it works with foreign languages, and you're going to learn about Guatemala. Now, one of the hardest things for my students to do in Spanish is to produce the magical sound of the letter R in Spanish, R. In Spanish, this letter has a soft roll, but when doubled, it has a pretty specific, intense roll. We see this in words like caro and carro. Caro, carro. Oftentimes, this is very frustrating for students who do not speak another language other than English, or for students who speak other languages that don't use this R sound. And I have to tell you, you're not alone. And to give you an example of a sound that I struggled to produce, I'll take you guys back to when I first started learning Arabic. In Arabic, there are three sounds similar to the letter H in English. There's ha, ha, and ga. So those first two sounds were pretty easy for me to make, ha and ha. But ga took me almost a year to be able to produce. So what does this mean? This means that the muscles in your body that you use to create perfect pronunciation work like any other muscle in your body. If you speak a foreign language when you're a child, the muscle memory allows you to create these sounds throughout your life. Think about it. If you start going to the gym and you try to power press 500 pounds, you will likely fail. I mean, unless you're super ripped, but ideally, you want to work on your form and start with very small weights to help your body get used to those movements. And the same thing happens with the letter R. You need to practice listening to Spanish and repeating words that have the letter R in them in order to produce it. And here's a tip. If you are an English speaker, linguistically, the letter R in Spanish is produced in the same spot as the letter D. Try it. Say da, da, and now try ra. Da, ra, da, ra. The difference between the sound of da and ra is really just a play between how much vibration happens between your tongue and your palate. So try this exercise to start pronouncing the letter R. Da, ra, da, ra, da, ra. Now to the Spanish part. Today, you're going to learn how to say dates in Spanish. When we're saying a date in Spanish, it's important that the word order remains the same every time you say the date. In English, we can say it's April 15th, or we can say it's the 15th of April. In Spanish, we can only use the form of the 15th of April. So we need to have the plus the number of plus the month. So dates in Spanish would sound like this. El 15 de abril. So the 15th of April, el 15 de abril. El 15 de abril. Now, let's learn the months. Note, in Spanish, the months are not capitalized. And I'm just going to list the months right now, but you will get a chance to repeat them in a couple of minutes on this podcast. So the months in Spanish are enero, febrero, marzo, abril, mayo, junio, julio, agosto, septiembre, octubre, noviembre y diciembre. The only one of these months that's very different to its English counterpart is enero. Enero, which is January. But also be careful when pronouncing the month of August. In Spanish, it's agosto. Many students try to say agusto, but in Spanish, August has no letter U. It's spelled AGOSTO. 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 Also, be cautious when saying December in Spanish, which is diciembre. In English, December is spelt with a DEC, but in Spanish, diciembre is spelt DIC. So we have December, we have diciembre. Now let's talk about the numbers. So we're going to be looking at the numbers from 0 to 31. And again, you'll get a chance to repeat them in a couple of minutes. But I want to point out a couple of interesting things about the numbers. When learning a new language, I've noticed students will remember the numbers from 0 to 10 or from 0 to 20, and they have no problem saying them in order. But when you ask them, how do you say the number 17, for example, they have to say, okay, one second, hold on, uno, dos, tres, cuatro, and they have to start all the way from the beginning. So, to avoid this, here are some tips about the numbers. So, the number uno and once, the number one and 11, don't sound too similar, but the numbers dos, two, and doce, 12, sound pretty close. We have dos and doce. Dos is two, doce is 12. Same thing happens for the next number. Tres is three, and trece is 13. Tres and trece. The number 14 is a bit random, and it's just the word catorce. Catorce. And then we see the number quince. Quince, which means 15. After that, the numbers change a bit. And think about the numbers in English. We have, for example, number 10, 11, 12, then we have 13, 14, 15. So the separation goes from 11, 12, then 13. So the rest of the numbers, 14, 15, 16, 17, have this word teen in them. And in Spanish, something similar happens after the number quince, which is 15. So after 15 or quince, we see dieciséis, diecisiete, dieciocho, which literally means 10 and 6. Dieciséis, 10 and 7. Diecisiete, dieciocho, and diecinueve. Then we get to the number 20, which we say veinte. Veinte. Now, veinte is spelled with the letter V, like Victor in Spanish. But the pronunciations of the letter B and V in Spanish are really similar. Most people will say something kind of in the middle and they get a number like veinte. Veinte. After veinte, we just say the other numbers. 21, 22, 23, 24, and so on until you get to 30. 30 is our number 30, and 31 would be 31. 31. Now is your chance to repeat. Enero, febrero, marzo, abril, mayo, junio, julio, agosto. Septiembre. Octubre. Noviembre. Diciembre. Uno. Dos. Tres. Cuatro. Cinco. Seis. Siete. Ocho. Nueve. Diez. Once. Doce. Trece. Catorce. Quince. Dieciséis. Diecisiete. Dieciocho. Diecinueve. Veinte. Veintiuno. Veintidós. Veintitrés. Veinticuatro. Veinticinco. Veintiséis. Veintisiete. Veintiocho. Veintinueve. Treinta. Treinta y uno. Hablemos sobre Guatemala. Let's talk about Guatemala. Now, Guatemala is a word that comes from Nahuatl, which is an indigenous language, and it means the land of the trees. Now, Guatemala is also known for having over 30 volcanoes, out of which three are still active, and it's believed that many of them are simply dormant. Guatemala is known for having three UNESCO sites, which are Mayan ruins. And I've been to Tikal in Guatemala, and I can assure you it's a sight to see. It has various pyramids, and one of the temples is 70 meters high, which is actually the tallest pre-Columbian structure in the Americas. You can also thank the indigenous people of southern Mexico and Guatemala for chocolate. They were the first to use cacao to create what we now know as chocolate. Lastly, there are over 20 indigenous languages still spoken in Guatemala, although more than 90% of the people speak Spanish. So this week, you learned how to express dates in Spanish by learning the months of the year and the numbers from 0 to 31. I also talked a bit about pronunciation and how the muscles in your mouth work like any muscle in your body. They need to be trained to produce foreign sounds. And you learned about Guatemala. And I do want to take this opportunity just to say thank you for listening to the podcast and ask you to please share it with anyone you know who's also learning Spanish. I really appreciate it. Lo aprecio muchísimo. And just like that, I'll see you next week. Nos vemos la próxima semana.